Today's gospel, we see how our Lord, for now the third time, St. John says, appears to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. In the scene, we see that although he appears to all of these disciples gathered together, they do not recognize him. They do not recognize his glorious body. It is St. John who recognizes him first after the miraculous catch of the fish. And as a reflection, as a brief reflection on the gospel today, we'll just take a thought from Cornelius Lapide, who comments this gospel. And precisely the fact, comments the fact of St. John being the first to recognize our Lord. Cornelius Lapide, this great Bible commentator, says, I quote, "You will ask, how was it that John was the first to recognize Christ?" Again, we see the disciples are all together. They do not recognize our Lord. The miracle occurs, and it's only St. John who cries out, "It is the Lord." He says this to St. Peter, "Why is it that he was first?" I reply that while Peter was occupied in drawing up the net full of great fishes, John more carefully looked at Jesus. And Jesus first presented his appearance to St. John because he most chiefly loved him and because he was most pure. Wherefore, St. Jerome rightly says, first is John's virginity to recognize the virgin form of Christ. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The more familiar and intimate anyone is with God by prayer, the more does he perceive, penetrate, contemplate, and admire God and the attributes of God. Jesus first presented his appearance to St. John because he most chiefly loved him and because he was most pure. And it is the pure in heart who are blessed because they shall see God. And the more familiar and intimate anyone is with God by means of prayer, the more does he perceive, penetrate, contemplate, and admire God and the attributes of God. Where did St. John receive his purity? St. John learned it living with the Virgin of Virgins, with Our Lady. And it is that purity of heart of his that we must imitate. We must pray to St. John that we, like him, might be devoted to Our Lady and imitate her purity. Like St. John, not all of us are called to that life of complete virginity, celibacy like he lived. But all of us, without exception, can and have to imitate him in his complete chastity of mind, freedom from all carnal desire, concupiscence, a cleansing of the heart, a cleansing of disordinate attachments, especially to the world of creatures. Our Lord, risen from the dead, calls us to raise our minds to the things that are above. That is why Cornelius Lapide also comments that the highest degree of purity, those who possess purity of heart in the highest degree, are those who have cleansed their hearts as a minimum from all lust and carnal concupiscence, but most fully from all disordinate love of creatures, that their hearts might be like those of angels, a pure mirror and shrine of the deity. Let's make our hearts pure like that of St. John, in imitation of Our Lady, the purest of all, that they may be cleansed of all impurity which the world tries to bombard us with, but also, and first and foremost, in the highest sense, that it might be cleansed from all attachment to creatures, that we might not love any creature more than our Lord, that we might not taint and stain our hearts, that it might be pure so that it might see God. If our hearts are like that, it will become a mirror, and in that mirror we'll be able to see a reflection of God. We will see God in ourselves, and in everything we will see God. God will be all in all for us. We will love him with that true charity that loves God above all things and all things, all people in God and for God. And if we do that, then with St. John, we'll be able to cry out, as he does today in the gospel, "It is the Lord." We will recognize him, imitate him, and love him above all things. Praised be Jesus and Mary.